Airport. Don't just take off, take it easy.
Live, on air, online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Gardaí in Donegal are urging people to make road safety a New Year's resolution. Detectives are investigating the murder of a Donegal woman in Scotland and they've reissued an appeal for information. Police are treating an attack on a man in Strabane on New Year's Eve as a racially motivated hate crime, and PSNI in Derry say they are growing concerned for a missing Donegal woman. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Oisin Kelly will be live with all the latest in sport at around 5:15. First in news, Gardaí in Donegal are urging people to make road safety a New Year's resolution. 19 motorists have been arrested in the county for driving under the influence over the Christmas and New Year period. 12 drivers were arrested for drink driving and 7 for drug driving over the past 2 weeks. Half of the arrests occurred between New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. A number of other road traffic-related offences have also been detected. Garda Grainne Doherty is calling on people to make road safety a priority for 2024.
We're asking people, and it's probably not one that would come to mind usually, you know, road safety. It's usually slimming, giving up smoking, giving up drinking, whatever the case is. We are asking people this year, we all have bad habits when it comes to road safety, you know. It's time to be honest with ourselves, realise the mistakes that we do make in the road sometimes. You know, people may find that they are in the habit the odd time of picking up the phone, if the phone bleeps, looking at the phone. Maybe they're going too hard in the accelerator. We're asking everybody this year, please, when it comes to road safety, make a big effort this year to be more responsible. So we're asking everybody to slow down, because speed is a killer. Belt up, wear your seatbelt, ensure your passengers are also wearing theirs. Never ever drive while under the influence of alcohol and or drugs. Don't hold use a mobile phone while driving. Ensure that your vehicle is in a roadworthy condition before travelling. You know, check the tyres, check the lights before you set out in any journey. Ensure that you're highly visible to motorists while out walking or cycling.
Detectives investigating the murder of a Donegal woman in Scotland have reissued an appeal for information. 61-year-old Anne Call, who was originally from the Gweedore area, was found dead on December 22nd. Alex Rowley reports.
Detectives from the major investigation team are continuing to appeal for information over a week on from the murder of Anne Call in Rutherglen, Scotland. The Donegal woman was found with serious injuries at a flat on Newfield Place at around 12:45 a.m. on Friday the 22nd of December and pronounced dead at the scene. At a press conference in recent days, Detective Chief Inspector Lindsay Waters said the force is fully committed to tracing the person or people responsible for Anne's death. Anyone who knew the 61-year-old or who witnessed anything suspicious or unusual on the evening of Thursday, December 21st and into the early hours of the following day, near to where she was found dead, is asked to contact police. Police say they've been carrying out extensive inquiries to piece together Anne's movements and the circumstances leading up to her death, including reviewing a wide range of CCTV, and they've been speaking to residents and friends of Anne.
Police are treating an attack on a man in Strabane on New Year's Eve as a racially motivated hate crime. The man in his 40s sustained serious facial injuries after being punched and kicked outside Strabane Library on Railway Street just before 2:15 a.m. on Sunday. Police have described it as a nasty assault. They say they are aware that many people were socialising on Railway Street at the time and are appealing to anyone who may have witnessed the attack or has a recording of it to contact them. Meanwhile, police in Derry say they are growing concerned for a missing Donegal woman. 26-year-old Anita Robinson was last seen in Derry in the early hours of yesterday morning. She's described as approximately 5'4" in height, of a very slim build with long black hair tied in a ponytail, and she's understood to have been wearing a black jeans, a black coat and a black jumper. Police say 2 dates of birth are tattooed on Anita's wrists and she has a scar on the inside of her right arm. They're appealing for anyone who may have seen Anita or anyone matching her description to contact them on non-emergency number 101. The North's Victims Commissioner has warned future generations will inherit the trauma of the Troubles if legacy issues aren't addressed. The statement was part of a proposal for a compensation scheme for the victims' families. Tom Douglas reports.
The advice paper suggests that all victims' families, including paramilitaries, would get a once-off payment of over €11,000. More than 3,000 people were killed in the Troubles between the 1960s and the 90s. The North's Victims Commissioner, Ian Jeffers, said he believes the idea will be contentious and said he understands some will have issues that all victims' families would be included in such a scheme. Mr Jeffers leaves the role on Friday after 2 years. However, with the impasse at Stormont, it's unknown if there will be a replacement appointed.
Almost 123,000 people were left on hospital trolleys last year. The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation says among them were almost 3,500 children who were admitted to hospital without a bed. Letterkenny University Hospital saw the number of people waiting on a bed there drop 22% last year. 5,448 admitted patients were waiting on beds at the hospital in 2023, down from 7,008 in 2022. The nursing union says the health service recruitment freeze is making a bad situation worse. INMO General Secretary Phil Nihay says saving needs to be found from other areas and not from staffing.
We all understand that the health service has to work within a budget, but if this is the type of budget that is going to be progressed for 2024, it will directly impact on patient services and the services that are available. And we believe that the savings must be made elsewhere.
Last year saw a rise of 28% in new electric car registrations in Donegal. The Society of the Irish Motor Industry have released their official new vehicle registration statistics for 2023. There was a marginal increase in new car registrations in the county at 2,573, 305 of those reported to be of EVs. A set of number plates have been stolen from a vehicle parked overnight in Muff. The items were removed from the vehicle parked at Main Street at around 11 a.m. on Wednesday morning last. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who travelled within Muff Village or in the direction of Quigley's Point between 10:30 and 11:30 in the morning who had a dash cam to make the footage available to them. Homeowners are warned of an upsurge in distraction burglaries. While they have been centred in parts further down the country, Gardaí in Donegal are warning that there's a possibility those responsible can target any area. Distraction burglars frequently present themselves as utility workers or Gardaí, but their only aim is to gain entry to your property. Garda Grainne Doherty says elderly people are particularly vulnerable.
Criminals are highly mobile. You know, these sorts of incidents can occur anywhere in the country. So we just want to remind people in relation to these types of burglaries and maybe just to remind them to chat to the elderly members and more vulnerable members of their family, neighbours, friends, just to remind them that these incidents are occurring and what steps to take to prevent them. Distraction burglars, they come to your door, they pretend to be someone they're not, just to gain access to your home and to steal your money. That's as simple as it is. They often work in pairs. One of these people may distract you at the front door while the other enters your home via rear window, rear door, while you're kept talking on the doorstep. And unfortunately, older people are frequently, they're frequently the main targets of this sort of crime. So in some of these recent incidents, bogus callers have impersonated Gardaí. They've called, they said they're calling in relation to a spate maybe of recent burglaries and that they want to speak to the person and advise them in relation to home security. In other recent incidents, they have said that they are officials who are there to inspect pension cards. So in all cases, we're advising people, especially people who live alone, the elderly, the vulnerable, please be wary of strangers calling to your home. Don't open your door to anybody unless you've checked who they are and what they want. Be 100% satisfied as to their identity before you open your door. Use your chain limiter. Check ID where appropriate. You know, if these people are saying, I'm from whatever agency, I'm a guard, I'm from an official of any sort, ask for their ID. Ask them to pass it in through the letterbox, you know, so you can have a look at it.
The number of Gardaí working in roads policing in 2023 was at its lowest in 6 years. Department of Justice data analysed by the advocacy group PARC and published in the Irish Times shows there were 641 Gardaí assigned to roads policing at the end of November, 47 less than the start of last year. The Road Safety Advocacy Group says Donegal was hit the hardest. It comes after the worst year for road deaths in over a decade. 184 people were killed in Irish roads in 2023. There were 10 road deaths in Donegal last year, up 8 from the previous 12 months. David Martin from the Road Safety Authority says nights and weekends were the most dangerous times.
looking at the figures, looking at that, we're seeing that weekends, late nights and early mornings have been high-risk periods throughout the year. And despite the lower traffic volumes, there have been a high number of collisions. And the evidence really suggests that these periods present greater risk anyway in terms of drink, drug driving and driver fatigue.
Investigations are continuing into a weekend hit and run in Letterkenny. A dark-coloured saloon-style car is said to have fled the scene of the two-car collision on the Remelton Road on Saturday, shortly after 9:40pm. There were no reports of any injuries. Gardaí are seeking dashcam footage from anyone who travelled in the area of the Remelton Road Polestar roundabout between 9:30 and 10 o'clock on the date in question. Meanwhile, Gardaí in Milford are continuing to investigate the theft of Christmas gifts from a car. On Friday, between 5:30 and 6 o'clock in the evening, a resident had arrived to Back Lane, Upper Remelton, and while in the process of taking bags into their home from their car, one of the bags containing Christmas gifts and sportswear was stolen. Among the stolen items was a pair of necklace and earrings, two pairs of ladies' trainers, Asics and Brooks, and a pair of custom orthotics. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who may have observed any suspicious activity in the area at the time to contact them. The movement for asylum seekers in Ireland fears more recently arrived international protection applicants will be left living on the streets in coming weeks. 376 asylum seekers are now without state-provided accommodation, according to the latest figures published by the Department of Integration. The government says it's not in a position to accommodate newly arrived applicants, despite intensive efforts. MASI coordinator Lucky Campbell says he's been in contact with some people who have been forced to sleep rough.
They are literally on the streets. They have nowhere to go. They have absolutely nowhere to go. And that's the reality of what people are facing. This issue is real, and people are left with no alternative.
Gardaí and Ballyshannon are appealing for witnesses to an assault in the early hours of Saturday morning, December 23rd. A man is believed to have been attacked by another man in Main Street, Killybegs, between 3:15 and 3:40 in the morning. The man was hospitalised. Anyone who witnessed the incident or who has dashcam footage of the area at the time is asked to contact Gardaí. The time is now just approaching 5:12. We're going to go to a short break, and Oisin Kelly will be back with all the latest in sport. The time is quickly approaching 5:15. Oisin Kelly has all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We start with local football. Jimmy McGonigal has left Derry City and rejoined Irish League side Coleraine on a 3.5-year contract for an undisclosed fee. The striker returns to the showgrounds for a second spell after previously amassing 179 appearances, where he scored 65 times in the process. In June of 2021, McGonigal joined Derry City, where he went on to make 92 appearances at the Brandywell, netting 28 times, and taking an FAI Cup Winners' Medal last year, where he scored in the final. Rangers have cut Celtic's lead at the top of the Scottish Premiership to 5 points, but the leaders do have a chance to restore their 8-point cushion this evening. Earlier in the 3 o'clock kickoff, Rangers beat Kilmarnock by 3-1 at Ibrox. McCausland, Sima and Cantwell scored for the Glasgow side. Celtic, meanwhile, are away to St Mirren. That game started at 5 o'clock, and after 6 minutes, Celtic were in total control of that game, leading by 2-0. Mida and O'Reilly getting on the score sheet there for the green side of Glasgow as they lead by 2-0 with about 16 minutes played off the tie. Elsewhere in the other 3 o'clock kickoffs, Hibernian and Motherwell played out a 2-2 draw. Hearts defeated Livingston away 2-1. Aberdeen beat Ross County also away by 3-0, and the match between Dundee and St Johnstone was postponed due to a waterlogged pitch. In England, West Ham will look to keep in touch with the Premier League's top four tonight. David Moyes' side can move to within 4 points off fourth place if they beat Brighton at the London Stadium. In recent weeks, the Hammers have beaten Manchester United and Arsenal. Kick-off there is at 7:30. Wayne Rooney has been sacked as Birmingham City manager just after 15 games in charge. The former Manchester United striker won 2 games in his stint at St Andrews. Birmingham currently lie in 20th position in the Championship, having been challenging around the playoffs when Rooney came in. There's one match tonight as well in the Irish League Premiership, and the leaders, Linfield, have an opportunity to go 4 points clear at the top of the table. They are taking on Crusaders, and that game starts at 7:45. On the Gaelic Games front, the opening matches in the Ulster GAA Hurling Conor McGurk Cup is taking place this evening, with four games down for decision. Two of the Northwest counties are involved. Derry are taking on Armagh. That game's at 7:30 in Owen Beg. The winners of that tie will progress through to play Donegal on a Saturday. If it's Derry, Donegal will be at home. If it's Armagh, Donegal will be playing at the Athletic Grounds. Tyrone are also in action as they take on Antrim at the same time at 7:30 in the Tyrone GA Centre in Gervahi. Whoever wins that will be away in Belfast to the University of Ulster at the weekend, with the other two games today in the first round being Monaghan against Louth and Cavan taking on Fermanagh. Leinster's O'Byrne Cup begins tonight as well, with the Wexford Footballers opening their campaign at home to Oisín McConville's Wicklow. Throw-in time at Wexford Park to that game is at 7:30. And finally, in darts, Luke Littler is looking to become the youngest ever finalist at the PDC World Championships this evening. The 16-year-old goes up against 2018 champion Rob Cross in the semi-finals. They take to the stage at around 7:45. On the other side of the draw, Grand Slam winner Luke Humphreys plays a first-time semi-finalist Scott Williams. And that's your sport for today. Donna Murray.
Thanks, Oisin. Guarantees have been given that work started on Port Salem Pier will be completed. A public meeting was told last year that the works at the pier had to be finished by October 31st to ensure funding from the Brexit Adjustment Fund could be drawn down. While works commenced in July, they're still ongoing. However, the project is in limbo after storms in recent weeks caused damage to the pier. Councillor Liam Blaney is confident that any additional funding needed to complete the works will be forthcoming.
The job, as people have seen as time went on and the damage has been done there, wasn't going to be completed at the end of the year. Whatever funding they could draw down, the council could draw down from the European funding for it at the time of the bar funding, was drawn down. And I've got a guarantee from our minister that whatever is required to complete the job would be put in place, and the job will be completed, and we were hoping to have it done well on this side of Easter. But now, after this recent damage, I don't know what the story is going to be as far as that's concerned. But I will be talking to the engineer later on today.
Gardaí are seeking information on a grey or silver-coloured transit van. It's in connection with the theft from a business premises in Castlefin in recent weeks. Two industrial-sized wheelie bins were stolen from the property on the Yearly Road in Clohan between 2:30 and 5 p.m. on Sunday the 17th of December. Anybody who noticed any suspicious activity or who has dashcam footage of the transit van is urged to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny. House prices rose last year, but by the smallest margin since 2019. The end-of-year report by DAF.ie shows the average house price nationally in the closing months of last year was just over €320,000, 14% lower than the peak of the Celtic Tiger. In Donegal, prices in the final 3 months of 2023 were 11% higher than a year previously, with the average house price now €219,480. Pat David, chief executive with the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers, says even when people can prove they have the money to buy, banks aren't taking notice.
They're not able to get enough money to get a mortgage, despite the fact that they're able to show that they're paying a lot more rent than what a mortgage would cost, but they're still not able to borrow that extra money to be able to buy a property. And it's very unfortunate, I think, for a lot of people that have to stay in that situation when they could actually buy a house, but at the same time, there aren't that many houses for sale either, which is another problem.
Two walkers have been rescued from Mount Errigal in some of the worst conditions the Donegal Mountain Rescue Team say they've experienced. The team were tasked shortly before 3 p.m. yesterday afternoon to assist a person who had sustained a lower leg injury descent the mountains. As daylight faded and temperatures dropped, the casualty was located and their leg stabilised, while the other walker was given extra layers and a cast wrap for warmth. The casualty was transferred to a stretcher as other members of the team arrived with a wheeled stretcher. Due to the rescue helicopter being unavailable, the casualty and other walker were transported to an awaiting ambulance through treacherous wind and sleet conditions. Both walkers suffered from mild hypothermia. Meanwhile, people are being urged to enjoy Donegal's mountains, but to do so responsibly. It's after a false alarm on New Year's Eve that saw the Donegal Mountain Rescue Team deployed to Mount Errigal. The service was tasked just before 1:30 a.m. to investigate reports of flashing lights and flares being launched on Mount Errigal. It was later established that people who went up Mount Errigal for the new year had let off what is suspected to be fireworks, and the reported flashing lights were the people returning to the car park. The team was stood down at 3:25 a.m. Investigations are continuing into two burglaries at apartments in Ardraa. Between Saturday, December 23rd and Wednesday last, a window was smashed to gain entry to an apartment at Glengaish Court, while another apartment was forcibly entered. A number of doors were forced within the building. Nothing of value is believed to have been stolen. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who noticed any suspicious activity to come forward. For weather, largely cloudy with scattered showers this evening. Tonight, there will be a mix of clear spells and scattered showers. Some will be heavy. There's a chance of hail and thunder. Lowest temperatures of 3 to 7 degrees in light to moderate south to southwest winds. While tomorrow will bring a mix of sunny spells and scattered showers. That's with highest temperatures of 7 to 9 degrees in light to moderate westerly winds. To conclude this evening's headlines, Gardaí in Donegal are urging people to make road safety a New Year's resolution. Detectives investigating the murder of a Donegal woman in Scotland have reissued an appeal for information. Police are treating an attack on a man in Strabane on New Year's Eve as a racially motivated hate crime, and PSNI in Derry say they're growing concerned for a missing Donegal woman. That's all for now from Highland Radio News until 6 o'clock. Keep up to date on our website, highlandradio.com. Till then, good evening. The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, January 2nd. The death has taken place of Hugh Doherty, 45, Clonus Road, New Bliss, County Monaghan, formerly of Mass Ray, Carrigart, County Donegal. Hugh's remains will repose at his brother Peter's residence, Mass Ray, Kilmacrennan, tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. Funeral from there on Thursday morning for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m. in St. Columba's Church, Turman, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of John Nellis, Meeting House Street, Raphoe. John will be reposing at his late residence tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 p.m. for wake, with rosary at 9 p.m. Funeral leaving his late residence on Thursday afternoon at 1:45 p.m. going to St. Eunan's Church, Raphoe, for 2 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The funeral Mass can be viewed online via the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Irish Heart Foundation, care of any family member, or Kelly's Funeral Directors, Oakfield, Raphoe. The death has taken place of Kathleen Barr, Ní Hegarty, Ballybrack, Moville. Kathleen's remains are reposing at her home. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Kathleen's funeral Mass will take place on Friday morning at 11 a.m. in St. Mary's Church, Ballybrack, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Lily McDermott, Margaret Nee Smith, Portlaw, Newton Cunningham. Lily's remains will repose in the oratory in All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. today. Funeral Mass there tomorrow morning at 11 a.m, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place in Glasgow of Kathleen Doherty, Ní McDevitt, formerly Auchtore Kerrykeel. Remains will repose at her home in Auchtore Kerrykeel tomorrow evening from 6:30. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 11 a.m. in Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Kerrykeel. Burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on Patrick Sweeney Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has taken place of Margaret Dever, 114 Church Street, Remelton. Remains reposing at her home. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 11 a.m. in St. Mary's Church, Remelton. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of William Fobister, Church Road, Kellybegs, reposing at his son's residence, Granny Kellybegs, today until 9 p.m. Removal tomorrow morning at 10:30 to St. Mary of the Visitation Church, Kellybegs, for 11 a.m. funeral mass, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Mass will be streamed live on mcnmedia.tv. The death has taken place of John Sean Harper, 14 Gortycrome Road, Glenmornan, and formerly of 26 Derrick Alt Road, Strabane and Sion Mills, reposing at his home. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 11 a.m. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Family time please from 11 p.m. tonight. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Mary McDade, née McCarran, 2 Lisone Avenue, Buncrana, and formerly of Middle Illies. Remains reposing at her residence. Removal from there at 7:10 this evening, going to St. Mary's Church, Cock Hill, to repose overnight. Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.